This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Hey, everyone. Adam Ritz with you here on The Adam Ritz Show. We're talking public affairs, and we're going to do it in style, with a smile, with our good friend Jay Baker on the phone. Jay, how's it going?
It is going great, Adam. We're into some of our busiest months, and there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. I don't have any idea how I keep getting busier and busier, and nothing seems to get accomplished.
Yeah, it's funny how life sort of has that way of filling in any available space that you might have. I know they change some of our schedules around on the weekends because I still do a lot of stuff on the weekends. And you think, oh, I've got all afternoon on Sunday. Next thing you know, you're bailing just as fast as you were before that time came available, you know? So,
yeah. Well, here's an issue I have in the summer. Tell me if this happens to you with the longer days. This happened last night. Melissa and I went on a long walk after dinner. Wednesday night is usually a night where I get a lot of work done. I get caught up on Wednesday night in my home office. And I was just getting ready to start my home office work, and I looked, and it was like 10 after 9. And I couldn't believe that it was that late. And I was thinking, you know, in the winter, I get a lot more accomplished because it gets dark so early. I'm down in my home office earlier getting more accomplished. So I think summer's hard for me to get things done just because the day lasts so long, which sounds stupid. I know if the day lasts longer, you should get more done. But with the day lasting longer, I feel like I'm more, I guess, health-wise, that's good. I'm more active. I'm outside doing a long walk, whereas in February, I'm certainly not outside walking for an hour and a half. But that's the challenge I have with these longer days. Do you feel that too?
Oh, yeah, I think everybody does. I think that was the original intent of daylight savings time. And we actually have some information in our show today about daylight savings time. But just as you said, it was created so you feel like, hey, I've got the whole evening ahead of me. Anything from doing something outside to playing golf to taking a walk, it seems like the world is your oyster, like at 9 o'clock in the summer evening, you know?
Right. Right. Well, before you get to that, Jay, I have some thank yous to send out. I was part of a great charity event just last week in Detroit, and it was a lot of fun, very entertaining, and it raised a lot of money for a great cause. I worked with the Music Giving Hope Foundation in Detroit to help raise money, funding, and awareness for the Detroit Youth Choir. And before I tell you how we did this, and it was right up my alley, I'm telling you, you're gonna really shake your head and go, "Yep, that sounds like something Adam would love doing." The Detroit Youth Choir is a group of kids in Detroit, age 8 to 18, that need funding for their dream of succeeding in the world of the performing arts. They need, everything that goes along with being on a team of performers, from uniforms to practice time, studio time, square footage, to rent a studio to be able to practice. And at this event, they put on a performance for the audience, and it was outstanding. I guarantee you, Jay, that several of these kids are going to be famous. And you're going to find out they were part of the Detroit Youth Choir in one of the largest cities in America, in Detroit. So here's what we did to raise money. Over the weekend, there was an event called Yacht Rock Detroit at the Rooster Tail. It's an event center right on the river downtown in Detroit. Well, they kicked off the entire weekend with this Music Giving Hope charity event with... it was a gala. You could buy a ticket to this event. with a silent auction, a live auction, and then a live performance acoustically from Walter Egan, who sings Magnet and Steel, Peter Beckett from Player, who sings Baby Come Back, and John Ford Coley of England Dan and John Ford Coley fame, who had a string of top 10 hits in the mid to late 1970s. They all played acoustically with me as your moderator and MC. So I got to ask them questions, have fun with them on stage in front of the audience. It was a pleasure for me to do this. And then the live auction started. And Jay, you're not going to believe how much money was raised. They're still counting the checks, but it was over $20,000 with these autographs.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and I did hear from somebody involved with the charity that they'll do a fundraising event and be ecstatic to get $800 or $900, $1,000, $1,100. So for this one-time event to raise over $20,000, it was very, very special. We had guitars signed from Todd Rundgren. We had a signed guitar from Three Dog Night, all the members of Three Dog Night. They actually played the guitar. It comes with a ticket of a certificate of authenticity. And there were eyewitnesses that said the members of Three Dog Night actually played the guitar before they signed it.
Oh, that's great.
A guitar from Pablo Cruz that was signed. So these guitars went for high dollar. There was some artwork as well that was sold. All the proceeds went to benefit Music Giving Hope and the Detroit Youth Choir. And I just had a fantastic time doing it and being a part of it. I want to thank everybody at GCK Productions that put on the event, Scott Kuzmarek, Brad, the rest of the team that put the event, that made it happen. They really made it happen and organized the event, got all the guitars signed. I mean, there's a lot of work behind the scenes to make this thing work. And I want to thank Michael Shaneth at the Rooster Tail. He's, I guess, the proprietor, owner and manager of the Rooster Tail. It's been in his family for years. And his staff put on an unbelievable, world-class event. And I can't tell you, Jay, how much this event meant to me. It was an enormous pleasure. I had a great time. And then you throw in the fact that we raised a lot of money for a great cause. It's what we've been talking about, Jay, for years.
Somehow,
if you can combine your entertainment dollar with your charity dollars, that's where everybody wins. So next time you hear of an acoustic performance with a couple of musical legends that's raising money, hey, buy a ticket to that. You're going to see an event that you can't see anywhere else, and you're going to help out a great cause.
Yeah, and my guess is you were certainly in your element. You love yacht rock, and I would say kudos to the Rooster Tail, because that downtown where the river flows through the city is such a beautiful area.
Oh yeah, this I'll put some pictures along with this post on our website, adamritzshow.com. If you go to listen to this episode again, I guess you don't have to listen to the episode again to see the pictures, but when you see this episode posted on the website, I'll have some pictures from the Rooster Tail. Wonderful facility, fantastic event. Thank you to everybody that made that possible.
Wow, that's great. Well, you were talking a little bit about daylight savings time, and it certainly in the summer months, it does feel like we have a little better control over our physicality and our moods. So our government is actually listening. The House of Representatives passed a bill to make daylight savings time permanent.
Wouldn't that be great?
Now, of course, if you know a little bit about how the government works, the Senate will have to ratify this bill, but it's a step in the right direction. And that's the reason I'm bringing it up, because it has been a national story the last couple of months. And my guess is, Adam, you're a pretty big proponent of daylight savings time.
Yeah, I do want it. I heard, the naysayers mentioned that the sun is going to come up so late in the winter. I've heard times thrown around 9:30 a.m., I think. The sun won't rise till 9:30 in the morning in the winter. That means, you know, you're going to be up, it'll be dark. You'll be driving to work, it'll be dark. You'll be at work for an hour, and it'll still be dark. And to me, that is completely worth the trade-off of having some daytime in the 6 p.m. hour later in the day. Because I just, nothing ruins the winter more than having it be pitch black at 5:25 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting note. I have taken a lot of courses on celestial navigation and things of that nature, just because I'm a geek. I like weird things.
Look at the look at the big brain on Jay.
At the big brain on Howard here. Yeah.
So you're taking on your own time. You're researching celestial what?
Well, I know it sounds crazy. Celestial navigation was interesting because pre-GPS, that's how everybody got around. So an ocean liner, and, you know, we really didn't have civilian GPS until the 1980s. So even an ocean liner that left, let's say, London and sailed to America, they had to shoot the stars and the sun to tell them where they were at. And I just thought it was interesting.
It is.
It's an ancient form of navigation. They think the Phoenicians invented it when they were basically trying to determine whether the earth was round or not. And gone forward into 1980s America.
So you don't follow the blue line on your phone to get somewhere. You just look up in the sky and see where the sun is and know exactly where you are.
I jump out of my car and with my trusty sextant, I determine exactly where I'm at. But the reason why I bring this up is most of the time zones that are in our country were designed, and there are certain aspects that don't fit perfectly, but they were kind of designed that actual noon, which is the direct overhead of the sun, would be about a half hour before or after actual noon. So that's how the original time zones were built. Then somebody said, hey, if we push them ahead, if we spring forward, we'll get a lot of extra sun. And it probably really won't alter how anybody perceives noon or the daytime. It'll work great. The problem is, as you know, when you return to winter, that's when you fall. Yeah, you fall back, spring forward, because now you don't want to have the sun come up at 9. You'd like to have it come up at 7:30. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I bring that up. The states will be able to opt out. If this ever passes the government, it would be great. If this does happen, the states can opt for regular standard time. And for many states, standard time was sort of what everyone dealt with. And it's not a bad idea. So, yes, it's called the Sunshine Protection Act. Keep your ears open, because the rest of the government needs to see whether they can get it passed or not.
Well, we'll see how fast they can move on this, and maybe it'll be light at 6:30 p.m. in February where you live. Jay, yeah. I have, since you brought up time, I have a topic that I'm going to throw at you. We could call this a conspiracy theory, and I'm going to get this 40% correct, because I heard it secondhand from somebody who heard it secondhand from somebody.
Those are the best ones.
So if you've just tuned in, what you're about to hear is 1,000% true. So there's a conspiracy theory floating around, and people believe this, that in the year 1700, there was... you know what? I've already screwed this up. Okay, it wasn't 1700. The year was way earlier than that, because there was no in the 1700s we still had, there was communication, and at least we could write the Declaration of Independence. This was like in the year zero, or maybe even earlier.
I remember this. That was pre-Super Bowl.
How's this report going so far? Do you believe what I'm telling you?
No, I'm tracking perfectly. Go on.
In the year minus five, there was a king somewhere that decided that it was 300 years later than it actually was. So if you could just bear with me, I guess. Let's say the year zero. Most of the planet is, closer to caveman intellect than 2026 intellect. So nobody has a calendar or even knows what year it is. They're lucky enough to get up in the morning and not get eaten by a freaking wild animal. They're just hoping not to starve to death or freeze to death. And somebody somewhere decided instead of the year being zero, tomorrow it's going to be the year 300. And so that would mean today it is not 2026, it is 1726. So we're actually living in the year 1726. That was just a mind-blowing report that I just gave that may or may not be 39% true based on the hearsay evidence that I've heard from somebody that didn't know what they were talking about.
Well, if you want to add some fuel to your fire,
okay.
We had two very different calendars in effect through the 1920s and the 1930s. Have you heard of the Julian calendar?
I've heard that term, yeah.
Yeah, it's based on Julius Caesar. And then we had the Gregorian calendar, which was based on Pope Gregory. And much of the middle part of the world was on one system, and Great Britain and America were on the other system. And so that even accounts for losing plus or minus several years. So you're actually on to something.
There's something
now,
here.
If a Bigfoot comes out of the woods and says, pardon me, Adam, and tells you it's 1708, you got to believe him.
You got to believe him. And that would mean if it were truly 1726 right now, that means in 50 years we'll be able to celebrate 1776.
Absolutely. Here's something that is for sure happening. Scammers are now using FaceTime to steal people's money. One of the things we love to do on this show is at least let you know that these events are happening so that you can plan ahead. This is a new scam, Adam. It's using Apple's FaceTime app to drain people's bank accounts. Fraudsters pose as bank representatives. Then they trick victims into handing over their account information. Now, the mechanism is it begins with a text about an activity at the bank or some need to verify something, and or they'll call your number. The scammer then switches to FaceTime and gets you to join the call, and then we'll share your screen.
I may fall for that. I mean, if you see a banker on the screen, that looks pretty official. So great, great point, Jay. Keep your head on a swivel. Those scammers get more technologically advanced every day. They'll use everything at their disposal to try to get your money.
Yes, they will. Apple says scammers target FaceTime because people trust it as a secure app. Mm-hmm. You know, we're kind of been led to believe, and it's been generally true, that the apps that are available through the Apple iPhone are pretty secure in nature, mm-hmm. which is positive. But experts do say that anytime you share your screen with an unexpected caller, or someone is trying to get you to do something in a hurry is a red flag. They advise contacting your bank using the number on the back of your bank card. So definitely check it out. As Adam has always said, let's say somebody gives you some amazing thing. Adam, you need to call in 90 seconds or we will revoke your citizenship or something monumental like that. As you've always said, call that company back on another line and even see if it's remotely accurate what you're being told.
Yeah, and what you just said is, I think, the most important. Call the number on the back of your card, of the banking institution card. I'm even afraid now, like if you Google a phone number, what is this bank's customer service number? I don't know if some scammers figured out how to put a fake link on Google.
Yeah,
with a fake phone number. So definitely call the number on the card that's in your purse or wallet.
You were talking about some of the kings of Yacht Rock and how you raised a lot of money in Detroit not too long ago. Well, one of the guys, didn't you kind of call this guy the godfather? Well, he was one of the godfathers of Yacht Rock, Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald is the godfather of Yacht Rock. He is so connected to almost every single song in the Yacht Rock library. What do you have? What has he done?
Well, Michael McDonald, Patrick Simmons, they're both of the Doobie Brothers. They were in Carson City, Nevada at Carson Tahoe Health, because they were celebrating the life and legacy of Dave Mason.
Yes.
Dave Mason passed away not too long ago, and they were dedicating Sound Ideas, one of the four vehicles of change, mobile experience. It's part of healing our kids and community. It's a mobile stage and podcast studio. Sound Ideas give kids a creative space to explore music, storytelling, and communication. So all very positive for kids. This was an idea that was put forth by Dave Mason, who they just had a private memorial for. He died in his sleep at his home in Gardnerville, Nevada, April 19th. He was 79 years old.
Yeah, he had been battling some health issues the past couple of years. There's a great piece of video with Dave Mason, who was in the band Traffic, and he wrote the song Feeling All Right, which was a monster hit in the early 70s. That might have even been in the late 60s. But anyway, during the 2020 shutdown, when everybody was doing performances online, through Zoom meetings or FaceTime meetings, he performed a version of Feeling All Right with Michael McDonald, Sammy Hagar. I think Kenny Loggins was even on this recording, and that is available. If you search it out, YouTube, other platforms have it. If you just search Dave Mason, Feeling All Right, it'll pop up. And it's worth watching. It's a great performance. And yeah, we wish our best to the Mason estate, and he will be missed.
Yeah, but good that people are sort of honoring the memories of these great musicians. Here's a kind of a good little article. I have read versions of this, and I think you've probably come across this in your daily life. Have you ever, like, there's maybe a celebrity, you haven't seen a picture of him in 4 or 5 years, you see a new photo of him, you may go, oh man, Joe so-and-so, he still looks like he's 30 years old.
Yeah.
You may look at someone and go, oh, I hope someone's looking in on them.
Yeah, that, in fact, that happens when I look in the mirror too.
Yes, it does. Well, it's funny you would bring that up, because you don't have to be too old to start asking yourself, how am I doing with staying well? And your health is going to be a very important asset as you get older. None of us are getting any younger, but some of us are definitely aging better than others. There is a lot to long life other than just avoiding disease. It's a combination of physical, mental, and emotional health. And believe it or not, there's a handful of things that you can track. This is apparently better than a health tracker or blood test. So this will not cost you any money at all. And you'll say, man, I listened to the Adam Ritz Show today and I received some darn good information, and It was completely free.
And it was free.
Absolutely. One of the things they do say is you should look at maintaining your strength, being able to climb stairs, carry groceries, and get up from the floor. This is kind of a key element to how your strength is. Have you heard about this?
Well, no, but I can imagine. I mean, it's hard for me to get off the floor now, and I'm in decent shape. So, yeah, that's important.
Well, it used to be sort of a fitness thing, and the military used it for quite a while. They would just ask someone to come in, sit down, and go, okay, get up without using your hands.
That's a tough one.
Now, yeah, it is a tough one, but it's something worth at least shooting for or being aware of, hey, I need to be able to push up off the floor. Walking speed, balance, and hand grip are also good indications of your overall health.
I cannot.
You wouldn't have thought that hand grip, but hand grip applies directly to your balance, believe it or not.
I've got terrible balance. I don't know. I'm going to go home tonight and get on a very soft carpet in my home, and I'm going to try to get up off the floor without using my arms or hands. And I hope that Melissa's not watching me, because I'm going to look like a carp flopping around the dock.
I want you to try to get up without using your hands, and then if it's not going well, I want you to try to not cuss me out.
Yeah. Oh, you'll hear about it when I fail miserably at this, and I'm discouraged, distraught, and depressed. You will hear about it.
If it makes you feel any better, I've got my dog trained to help me up. Good boy.
Maybe I need to get a dog.
Yeah, here's something that doesn't cost a lot. Do stay socially connected. Research has found that being lonely is currently a public health threat, similar to obesity.
Really?
So think about that. Being lonely is the new obesity.
I had no idea.
In older adults, it's important to keep track of your friendships, stay active in the community, give people a sense of purpose that is linked to better physical and cognitive health long-term. So see, here's what's so funny about these articles. You and I read these 30 years ago and went, yeah. Now we're going, is that true?
Well, 30 years ago, we were pretty darn social, had a lot of friends, a lot of activities. Now you're telling me this story when I actually love to be alone. I am not in a negative headspace when I'm alone. So,
yeah, but my guess is you had a lot of fun in Detroit being social with people that were engaged in music and, you know, and that's the thing that you just don't want to shut out of your life.
For sure. I see your point. So, yeah, stay socially engaged. Nothing wrong with having alone time, but get out of your house once in a while and mix it up with other human beings. Absolutely.
Absolutely. A couple quick ones. We'll finish this up. Being proactive about your health. I will confess this is not always something I do regularly, but make sure you schedule those doctor visits and keep up with screenings, your blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, all those things. Believe it or not, even things like vision, hearing, and sleep will help keep you healthy.
It's funny you mention that. My dad's going in to have cataract surgery on his eyes in a couple of weeks. And it's been a problem for years, and it's finally hit the head, and they have to do it now. So maybe he should have taken care of that a couple of years ago when it would have been easier. So anyway, Jay, thank you so much for all the information. Keep in mind, it is actually the year 1726.
Yes.
Right now, it is not 2026. That is 1,000% true. That has to be true. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, we've got some contact forms on our website, adamritzshow.com.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit adamritzshow.com.